Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits. Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. My name is Carlos Alvarez. I'll be your host for the show. This is episode number 364. And when I first, 15 years ago, when around that time, when I first started selling, my business partner and I, we went all in on this order from a local cigar accessory distributor. It was for these ashtrays. And we received the equivalent of like a 10-foot container load full of these things, palletized. And since we didn't have a warehouse at the time or anything like that, and the truck had no idea where he was going, he's in a residential area, he delivers these pallets, which I think was about, I don't know, a full truckload. It was a lot. And he delivers them in my driveway. We had moved the cars out, and it was Miami. It was roughly July, it feels like. So it was like, if you don't live in Miami, July 1 p.m. in Miami is just, it's wicked hot. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, so no shade. And we didn't care. Like, we were just stoked. We had like Gatorade, and we're ready to prep these products and try to beat the clock so that by 5 p.m., we're going to have all these pallets prepped, and the UPS man who's coming by is going to have a huge surprise when we have all these boxes. And we decided, hey, since we're gonna slam this out, let's eat, because we hadn't eaten all day, and let's celebrate, because this is a huge order. We were, I think at the time it was roughly like, I don't know, $6,000 to $8,000. But while that might not seem like a lot to you, it was everything to us. I mean, everything. It was hugely irresponsible for us to go that, to deplete everything we had at that moment to go all in. And we decided to sort of celebrate and go to our favorite sub shop, which was about 20 minutes south of us. And we talked to one of our neighbors and we're like, hey, can you just keep an eye on this stuff that's just sitting in the driveway? And our thought was that these are relatively heavy ashtrays too. So the idea that somebody would just come in here and start stealing this stuff was slim and none. And we were right. Like, nobody stole anything. And we go quickly as we can. I remember that we were celebrating. It was the best sub they had on the menu. It was the Godfather. And we get the Godfather sandwich. And all of a sudden, you know, a couple bites in, I see a 911 message from my neighbor. So I'm freaking out. I call them, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe they have an emergency and they're just letting us know that they got to go and they can't watch this. And it's a residential area. Like, no one's going to walk off with this stuff. But still, I had missed calls. I called them back and they said, have you seen outside? And I'm like, no, we were inside this sub shop. And at that moment, I glanced out the windows of the sub shop and it was pouring rain. It was like one of the worst storms I had seen. It felt like a tropical depression. And I clicked immediately. I said, we're on the way. Try to cover it with what you can. But there's no way. You don't have anything in your house that you could just cover that many pallets of goods. And we took every red light back, every stop sign. We drove in the wrong lane of traffic. I mean, we were just, it was as if we had, you know, it was as if one of our spouses, you know, was going into labor. Imagine how you see it in the movies and you're like getting to the hospital. This was our baby on those pallets, and we flew back. It did not matter. When we got back, everything was destroyed. The top layer of boxes of all the pallets was just non-existent. It had just peeled all the way away. Everything else was completely waterlogged. Every bit of this, you know, packaging was destroyed on every single one of them, going all the way through. And then even when we later, you know, because we were just trying to salvage everything, so we were just ripping through everything. If we could even save a unit, we were trying to do it. And we got to the end, and then we were just like peeling it out of the boxes. And a lot of the water had already sort of damaged these ashtrays themselves. So they had even penetrated the packaging. It was a total loss. I was nauseous. I was like, we're going to lose everything. Head spinning, you know, tears in my eyes. And I was like, well, this is it. Like, I guess I'm going to go revisit being a video editor. And we survived it. I'll spare you all the drama afterward, but we survived it and we kept selling. And then a month later, it was just something we referred back to as like, man, I can't believe that happened. And now we were looking on eBay for like these tarps that we could order so that anytime we did have a pallet, if it was outside, there's actually something you could just clip over the top of your pallet. Go figure. And we learned from it. We were stronger from it. And it definitely wasn't the last disaster we faced. And it definitely wasn't even the worst disaster we faced. A couple months later, we had another one. And it just kept going. And I bring this up because we all have setbacks in our business. And I did an episode recently on, you know, my new answer anytime I'm asked, like, what is your secret to success? And it's how you solve problems. And this episode's not going to be about that. But I recommend if that's a topic that you want to get better at, I've gotten great feedback from it. Go back and listen to that episode. It was about a couple weeks back. But what got me thinking about this in this episode and why I want to share some profit maximizers with you in the show is that I get a lot of questions in the group and from friends, from colleagues about the new Amazon fees that just came up, specifically around the shipping and placement fees, which have dramatically cut into profit margins. We're all dealing with this. Like if you're an Amazon seller, you sell an FBA, like we are dealing with this. And in this episode, I really want to show you how you can easily combat this, because while this may seem, and I see some people talking about it and it's like doom and gloom and they're thinking of quitting, and you know, some new sellers in the meetup group, they're like, oh man, is like, has the bottom fell out of this thing? Is it too late? And it could not be further from the truth. So in this episode, I want to show you how you can easily combat this to be a stronger business because of it and be able to focus more of your energies on what is actually important. I'll link to the fee changes in the show notes of this episode, but for the purposes of this episode, I'm not going to rehash them or quote them to you verbatim or create some like yawn-inducing logistics rant here on the show. I'm sure you've heard of them. They're being posted everywhere, but I'll link to them in the show notes so you can actually look at them. Today, we're going to talk about actual solutions, because at a certain point, you got to stop, you know, you got to move past the venting and figure out how to do this. So here are a few things that you can do now to adjust to this new reality. And let's be clear, your people's issue with this increase, and this is what's happened. Amazon has increased the placement fee. So basically something that may have cost you $700 may cost you $2,100 to get into FBA, which raises your cost, your landed cost to FBA of this product and cuts immediately into your profit margin. But if that is the crux of it, like, you have less profits for yourself at the end of this. And that's huge. That's critically important that you have to, your business does have profits. So the best way to address this is not to write to Amazon and tell them how they should change it and how it's impacting your mom and pop business. Those prices go up. And guess what? Amazon's fees are still the best in town for what they offer. So what the solution here should be is to actually focus on increasing the profits in your business to recover whatever profits you lost because of your increased landed cost. And I'm willing to wager that one or more of these, in whole or in part, will not only recover that profit that you're missing, but it's going to leave you in a significantly better place than even where you were before and just make you a stronger business because of it. So the first one has to do with, you know, you just got to put your big boy pants on and talk to your supplier. So this alone is probably the easiest way to completely recapture any lost profit margin from this. So huge newsflash. This is something you should have been doing in your business all along. Going to your factory and saying, hey, can you sell this widget to me at $9 instead of $10? That is crap. It's a crap request, and don't ever ask your manufacturer this. Instead, share what happened with them, how it's impacted your business, then ask what can be done differently in the manufacturing process to get to a target price of blank. And if it's $9, to get to $9. Don't just limit it to the product either when you're having this conversation. Think about your packaging. Think about your master box count. Think about the dimensions. Think about the quantities per unit, the weight of the product. Consider all of this. I once cut my cost $3 per unit by changing to another wood type for a handle of a coffee product. It was a handle. The supplier never suggested this other wood because it wasn't what I asked for. I sent them this product and I was like, can you make this? They looked at it. They identified the wood. And they're like, yeah, we can make it. Here's the quote. And I loved it at the time. But when I finally went back to them and said, hey, like, what can we do differently here to get this price down? Is it more units or not to get this price down? That's a very general question, but to get it to target price X. Now they have something to work with. And they just looked at it and they were like, you could change this to Chinese wood. And the wood was the issue. So $3 extra per unit. That was huge just to change the handle, not even the main part of the product. So that's number one. The next one, I know too many people who are crying about these new placement fees or if a small percentage increase or inflation or like all this stuff, yet you carry lots of high interest debt on your credit card. So this next one has to do with capital. This high interest, these high interest credit cards that are secretly cannibalizing your profits. Don't be that guy. Negotiate for better rates. Use Seller's Fi. If you're actively selling and you're an established seller and you have some sort of history in selling, contact Seller's Fi. They've been an amazing partner to the Wizards of Ecom for years now at this point. They are a sponsor of the Wizards of Ecom group, but that ain't why I recommend them. DM me and I would be more than happy to share more tips on this as well as to make a personal recommend, you know, a personal introduction to somebody at Seller's Fi. I know the entire top team there. They're crack people. And not only can they help you with the solutions that they can offer for Amazon sellers regarding, you know, affordable capital, but they're also extraordinarily financial savvy. So any other question you have, remember, the sounder your business is, the sounder their relationship is with you. So DM me anywhere on social media at Wizards of Ecom. My number, a lot of you don't use it, but 305-965-5857. That's my WhatsApp. I live on WhatsApp. Just, I'm the one that answers that. Just text me. If you call me, I don't know the number. I'm not going to pick it up. But just, you got a question, just connect. And if you ask me a question that I don't know, I got some close friends that this is what they live and breathe, is money and capital and finance and credit cards and points and all kind of stuff. So like, I'll just connect you with them. So don't hesitate to reach out. But your capital, take a look at that. The next one is, this is a great one. And I briefly touched on this in a past episode, post Prosper, not the Prosper show that just passed. And if you were there, I heard it was amazing. This is the first one I've missed ever, but the last one is I was there and the globally known brand Dr. Squatch soap shared an experiment that they ran and their soap business was doing about $50 million a year on Amazon, selling single bars of soap for $7 a bar. Most people, it sounds like a joke you're about to hear, doing $50 million a year selling single bars of soap for $7 a bar. That's a lot of soap, by the way. And most people in this position would just not rock the boat and they would just reap the windfalls from this eight-figure business. I would totally be guilty of that. If I had a business that was selling single bars of soap and we were at $50 million, I would just let it go. Let it keep going. Don't rock the boat. Dr. Squatch is into testing, though, fortunately. Fortunately for them. So they decided to eliminate all of the single bar offers they have. Think about this. Would you eliminate all of the products that were making you $50 million? They decided to eliminate all of the single bar offers and instead offer three packs for $27. Instead of the fees on three separate transactions on Amazon, there was now only a single fee, massively boosting their profits. Oh, and the results of the test, Dr. Squatch is now a multi nine-figure seller on Amazon doing nearly $500 million in sales. Did you catch the other sexy part about what I just said about the Dr. Squatch test? So they were selling the single bars for $7, but the three packs they sold for $27, meaning they raised the selling price $2 per unit for no reason. They just bundled them together in three. There wasn't like an extra $6 in packaging or labor or anything like that. They just, as part of the test, so they increased their units $2 per unit and then put them together into a sellable unit for $27 instead of $21. When's the last time you raised your sale price on Amazon? Unless you're a beauty brand or you crush it with subscribe and save, where it might be an opportunity instead to hold off and gain market share, you probably should be raising your prices. Stop trying to match your Chinese factory counterpart on pricing. It is a losing game. And if you are matching or beating, you know, the best seller on price, I'm willing to bet you are also selling a Me Too product that has no added value to the buyer. Raise your price $1. Let's say you're selling a product for $10, and after everything, your net profit's $1. After cost of goods, Amazon fees, PPC, etc. With here, you're running I gave an easy number, 10% margin. So you're running a 10% margin. Now let's say that you raise your price to $11. So you raise it $1. Well, now immediately out of the gate, you're going to keep an extra 85 cents because Amazon's going to take 15% of that extra dollar. So you were making $1 profit. Now you're going to, you increase the sales price $1. You're making 85 cents more. Amazon takes that 15% cut. Your net profit just went from $1 to $1.85. So you've raised your price only 10%, but your profit margin now just grew by 85%. That is wild. Multiply that over the tens of thousands of sales over the year, and you can now see how massive of an impact this will have. And that's just $1. So the amount of profit amplifying opportunities that you have to tap into to make this Amazon placement fee or any other fee hike that is going to come to make it a temporary inconvenience, is the list is a long one. Sourcing better products, getting smarter with logistics, repricing software, sourcing domestically. Heck, use on-site support. They've cut 40% of the returns that we do. So cut out 40% of the returns you do, and this placement issue is just a hiccup. Use them. On-site support to wildly cut down on your returns and a lot more. So you got this. I'm here for you. I would really like you to reach out to me and share your thoughts on this episode. Say hello. Let me know any part you disagree with, don't agree with, anything that you're doing to maximize your profits that I haven't touched on here. And I look forward to talking to you.